Blog Talk Radio.
This is the Illumination Station, and I'm Aphrodite North.
And I'm Jacqueline. How are you tonight, my friend?
I am doing fine. The weather here is spectacular today.
Oh, it is here as well. It's a little chilly, but it's a nice relief from that heat and humidity.
So chilly is about 85 for you?
No. You're funny.
I had to
60.
Say it.
60 is a little chilly for me.
Yeah. We're going down to 50 tonight. We've been in the 70s today, but it's been sunny, a light breeze all day. I mean, I was inside and outside all my gardens, my back porch, my front porch, and opening the windows of the house. It was just so sweet today. So sweet. For sure.
I love those beautiful days.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The weather keeps getting tricky, and now we're going to go up to the 90s this week here in Virginia.
Ooh, wow.
Oh, yeah. So, now that's a switch. But
the usual weather with this Mars and Pisces.
I know. You know what, Mars in Pisces, like tonight, for instance, you know, it's squaring both the Sun and Venus. And then in a lunar eclipse that's coming up on the 5th, okay, it's in a T-square. It's like, it's making itself known, okay?
It definitely is.
It's crazy. It's crazy. But that, I don't mind the mutable square so much as like the fixed to the cardinal, because with cardinal, there's always an issue with the fixed. There's lack of the ability to really orchestrate like a compromise. The mutable ones don't bother me so much because sometimes it ends up in discussion or laughing at each other or whatever. I think it's more workable sometimes than the ones that are in other modalities. It's what I've seen. But do you agree or disagree?
Oh, I so agree. And it's because of all the dualities involved in it, especially. Okay, this one's got Gemini, which has a duality, Mars, which has Pisces as a duality, and then, of course, this full moon with the T-square is in Sag. So it leaves us with a duality in that, which I do like. I liked what you said about this because options are available at this time, and that's what this is all about. Is not directly going forward, but looking at options, looking at different ways of approach to the situation because, you know, squares and T-squares especially are always a challenge, but with the mutable, it's always you have a plan A, a plan B, an option A, an option B. So
absolutely,
I have this, I like that flexibility in it. So if you don't like one way that's coming at you, look at the other way that's coming at you. You might like that one better.
Mhm. And then a lot of people want to know what the bottom line is. I said, well, you can participate in the worst and the best case scenario. Where do you want to be? Where do you want to be? Because people call us all the time. You know that, Jacqueline. They want me to make a decision for them. You know, I'm going to tell them, if you were in this direction, this is what's going to transpire. If you go in that direction, that's going to transpire. But it's really your choice, okay? Bottom line.
Absolutely. Free will. It always, and you always have to do that, yes. They want you to get the definitive, this is the right way to go. But especially during this period of time, there's no one right way to go. So it's your option, and that's free will, you know, and that's the beauty of what we do is that there's that whole variable of human choice involved.
Absolutely. You know, we have to be spiritually united with our purpose. And most of us know what lies deep within us. It doesn't matter what brand of spirituality or worship or faithfulness that we demonstrate. We go deep within, we often find our answer in a very unique way. And we can only do that for ourselves.
Absolutely.
There's beautiful people out there that's going to guide you and help you. They'll give you a piece of the puzzle. And then you figure out your plan A and your plan B, and then you decide which one you want to escalate. Which one do you want to invest in? Which one do you want to move directly forward with? And this Mars going into Aries at the end of this month, it's going to be in Aries until January 6th. Holy moly. It's going to be in Aries.
It's
going to retrograde. It's a long cycle for this Mars, a long cycle. And so because of that, I keep telling people, just be yourself. Everybody else is taken, okay?
Exactly. And, you know, we still have this time with Mars and Pisces that is all about that spiritual connection. This is the perfect time to connect with your spiritual being, to connect with God, the universe, or whatever you want to call that higher power. There's an open line here for activity. And especially when we have such a long period of time with this Mars and Aries, that it's really about being true. And, you know, I find it interesting, this period of time of solitude that we've had. And one of my clients went back and looked at my previous horoscopes for the months before this hit. And coming up into it didn't mention, you know, I didn't mention anything about a pandemic, but I mentioned the time of solitude that we have and the time of connection that we have. And this is about it, is that we go within ourselves at points in times to harmonize with the universe. And we've been in this mode, and will be until Mars goes into Aries, of that internal connection to God, the universe, whatever you want to call that higher power. We have that great part, because when Mars and Aries comes along, whew, that's a handful. I'm going to tell you that. Mars and Aries, Mars in its own in its own thing for that long of a period of time, people are going to be doing some interesting things. And it is about, like you said, it's all about coming to the truth of your soul and presenting it to the world. This is who I am. I'm not conforming. This is where I am. This is what I am, and this is what I need to be. And it's all about that in this transitional period of time that we're in.
Absolutely. It's interesting in both the lunar eclipse and the annular solar eclipse that Mars and Neptune are conjunct in both of those charts. In one, Mars is preceding Neptune. The other, Mars is passed over Neptune. So this is a really creative cycle for all of us people that practice the spiritual arts. Okay, and we're here because we really want to help others. We really want to do the right thing. And we want to bring people to their spiritual core in a way that can flow. That's the thing I love about this month. Because I worked up all my article and stuff I'm going to put on my website tomorrow. And I went through all the stuff and everything. And I'm, of course, always running on deadline. You know me, Jacqueline. Right? but I made it. And I am about, we're getting ready to launch my new website, which is going to be more friendly with people who have phones and the social media and all that. My son's doing a fantastic job, by the way, just to let people know. But it's all part of the creative process. And I see this in both of the lunation charts showing up in June for all of us, though. You know, and I think that out of this silence, we're going to create something finer. We're going to be more at home with our spirit, and we're going to use our imagination, our spirituality, our creativity to move towards that which will be motivated to actually create once Mars does get into Aries, is what I'm seeing. Okay?
I agree.
Yeah. Well, we have a bunch of people on hold. I suppose we should stop chatting, which we love to share this so much, you and I, and help them, okay?
How about we do that?
All right, love.
Chatting along.
Oh, my. Okay. Aircut 780, you're on the air.
Hey, ladies, it's Jay here from Canada.
Hey,
Dad, Jacqueline.
Hey. I was just burning some of your sage.
Oh, well, that was interesting. That's one of the reasons probably why I phoned. A smoke signal across the country.
There you go, all the way on the other side.
Yeah, you're welcome.
It's lovely. I have to tell you, it's lovely stuff.
Burn it.
Well,
burn it as much as you can.
When I had a system crash in April, so I have two J's here. Now, are you the J in Florida or the J in Canada?
Canada.
Canada.
Thank
That's
you.
That's what I thought. Thank you.
You're welcome.
So what would you like to know tonight from us?
Well, it's going to be, I've heard from another astrologer, it's going to be an interesting month next month, which is tomorrow, regarding eclipses that are happening for eclipses and some interesting stellar arrangements. So where is it going to affect my sign the most? Pretty general statement there.
It's interesting because...
You know, it's interesting because I...
Go ahead, Aphrodite.
I just want to tell you that I went through my computer crash. And my hard drive completely fried. I mean, you know, I could keep everybody from 1998 to 2016. So the only people that were sustained, which was then, 2016 to now, was completely lost. Okay? In the process of doing whatever I could to bring down the system, your video that you sent to me and Jacqueline came up on my screen, and I watched it, like, I think a week ago.
Oh.
Remember the video you sent out? It was so amazing and everything.
Yes.
And I watched the whole thing. I said, I have to enjoy this one more time for this gentleman, for sure.
In gratitude,
it
thank
was
you.
So... Beautiful. I just want to let you know that.
You're welcome.
So go ahead. Tell him what you're going to tell him about his chart. I just want to say that, interject that.
Well, and I was going to go into, you're getting ready to probably around the 18th to the 20th, somewhere around there. I'm going to give you an approximation, but I'm not sure exactly what day, somewhere within that week. You're going to have your Mars return on top of this, okay? It is about shifting and changing your actions. It is about looking into, we were talking about how this is all about the options and shifts and changes, okay, and that connection to God, the universe, or whatever you call that higher power. You have a strong communicative ability at this point in time. You're receiving a lot of information is what I'm trying to say. And it's about that shift and change that's coming to you. You're centering yourself with this Mars, and things are going to start to change because once it passes over and you have your Mars return, it's going to pass over your Sun, then your Mercury, then Jupiter, and it's going to dance back and forth this whole entire year. So it's all about you being proactive, of being true to your soul, of guiding your actions spiritually at this point in time and being open to what the universe is giving you, okay? So that's what I'm going to tell you about this is this life is good. It's all about you just being present and just getting that message out there. What do you think, Aphrodite?
Well, there's a couple of important PowerPoints that are going on here. You're going to go through your Mars return to your natal Mars in Pisces on the 21st, 22nd, and 23rd of this month of June, okay? And that's going to stir on your whole spirituality, the big enchilada, okay? All you put out there, how much you emanate your energy, whether you're using music or poetry or being present. And then because your Aries Sun is the I Am Presence, Now, I think Aries is usually very misunderstood because it's not just the sign of the ram, it's the sign of the lamb, okay? And with your Mars in Pisces, you tend to go between those two realms very easily, actually, okay? And when it's going to pass over your sun, is that it's fourth between its fourth and its fifth degree, and it's going to do that the 5th, 6th, and 7th of July, okay? And so what's going to happen is you're going to reactivate that which lies deep within you earlier, and then you're going to bring it forth in July in an amazing way, okay? And so I think that this is really beautiful. Your chart on the lunar eclipse that's coming up on the 5th, to me, the most interesting thing about that is that Mercury's going to be in Cancer sitting on your north node, okay, in your 8th house. And it is going to be, take a little bit in square to your sun and Mercury, but not really. To me, it kind of stands alone in my mind, where you are nurturing and supportive, and you have family, their spiritual family. You have a following, and you're going to want to find a way to become more devoted to that call, okay, on this lunar eclipse. Now, when we get the solar eclipse coming up, because I want to take a little peek at that too, because I like to get a balanced view. I like to look at more than one picture because it helps me to understand your passage, if you will. And in that chart, your part of fortune, where you live now in Canada, is at 0 degrees of Cancer. The sun and the moon, both of the lights, are going to be sitting on that star. Now, technically, they're in square to your Mars, and you're in your Mars return on that day. So it is going to help you to bring out your eternal being, but also your inner child in this incarnation during its transit. Now, when you have a solar eclipse, it's in effect until the next solar eclipse. This is going to be so great for you personally and for the people on the mission you're serving. I think it's going to be fantastic.
That sounds awesome. Sounds awesome.
Yep.
It's interesting. With the planets, there, like I heard regarding the like I said, the number of eclipses affect what's going on too?
It matters. An eclipse has a solar effect until the next eclipse. Now, most times, a new moon and a full moon is in effect until the next new moon or full moon. But when you're dealing with an eclipse, it's kind of like a subtle energy that's working behind the scenes until the next barrage of eclipses, which comes in July. So you're going to be working through this for this season. And seasons of the soul are different than the seasons that we see throughout the earth, because the seasons throughout the earth, they change depending on whether you're above or below the equator. So what this is going to do, though, this season where you are in Canada is a very important season for what I just spoke about. Then when you have the next eclipse trajectory coming in, you're going to go through a new season. So you're going to take what you've planted now, and then it will bear fruit, okay? And that's how it kind of works with eclipses, actually.
Okay.
See, I think the only thing about love about astrology, it's about timing, you know? Because we all have our hopes and our dreams. We can all watch the transits as they go through and figure, I should do this today or tomorrow or whatever. I'm watching the moon. I'm doing this. But it's good to look at the small picture because you need that in daily life, but it's also good to look at the bigger picture of that which is your true heart's desire and how that is developing and evolving over a period of each season. Every few months we go through a change of our trajectory, and with that comes a new dedication or a desire to go through a dissolution. So every month it goes through that. Even my cats in my house, okay, every season they choose the new alpha. Whether it's alpha, male, or female, every season we go through this in this house. I know it sounds silly, but I think we as humans do that as well.
Very interesting.
Like when you shine, where do you want to shine? And when you want to support and help another shine, where do you be? Because most of us, we've been, you know, doing these spiritual things for so long. We have people that are totally like our soul brothers and sisters, and then we have other people that are new coming in, okay? So we have to look at that and see where we need to position ourselves. So that our gift is like a rose opening to the sun in each season. Am I making sense? I think I am. I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah, I just... It sounds like you, what you're saying about the my sign is that the what do you want to do with this energy and how do you want to carry it from one energy to another with the eclipses that are happening next month. Is that correct?
Right. And you love music. And, of course, Mars being in Pisces rules the Muses. It's conjunct Neptune for the lunar eclipse and the solar eclipse, which rules the Muses, okay? So it is about the music. It is about the poetry of the soul, okay? It is about that is beyond words and translates into sound. But the way words are expressed also have their own vocal energy. So all these things are right in the palm of your hand for this next month. Okay?
Okay.
What do you think, Jacqueline?
I agree. I totally agree.
Yeah. Yeah. And I wish, like a lot of times, people that call us, we have the radio show, we're trying to get move people along and help everybody. But like when John and I do our other readings, we really can get into it and help you look at the steps that lie ahead, the chapters, but also about the book. And that's the benefit of having something that's a little bit more detailed that can give a longer perspective. But we're here to serve everyone, and that's why we love doing the show, because sometimes people only have one question or two questions. You're a light worker like we are, and we love you, and we always are happy to hear from you, my friend.
Yeah, I love you too, and thanks for thinking of me, and probably one of the reasons why I phoned you, sent it out to the universe, and I picked it up and phoned you. That's one of the reasons why, so thank you. If you run out of sage, I'll supply again, so no problem.
Oh, you're
just
so
put it
sweet.
Out there already.
Oh, many blessings to you.
Yeah. Yeah, I love you, ladies. Thank you so much over the years. Thank you.
Keep in touch more. We miss you.
Yes. I always like listening to your show. Sometimes I don't have any questions anymore, but thanks so much for your insight. And, yeah, I'm very grateful for knowing you and sending that gift a while back. And, yeah, thanks again. Really grateful.
God bless you. All right.
God bless you. Take care. Be safe. Right. Thanks, Jacqueline. It's always talking
Take
to you,
care.
Too. Thank you. Birds and that good sage. Take care. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye. I just love his chart. He's such an amazing sentient being. He's just a cool person that we come to know, like so many.
You know, I'm prejudiced towards those Aries, you know.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Grace, next one?
Okay.
Air code 917, you're on the air.
Hello, ladies. I'm so glad I'm able to talk to you. My name's Ellen.
Hi, Ellen.
Hi, I've called in before May 26th. That's one of the reasons I'm calling in. I just had a birthday, and I'd like to hear about what's coming up, particularly with respect
beautiful.
To the eclipse.
Jacqueline is so awesome at that. What year, honey?
Oh, what?
1956.
And what city were you in on your birthday this year? Oh,
3:30
p.m. Say again?
Okay. The Bronx, New York. I'm on lockdown.
Is that where you live?
Like everybody else.
Brooklyn, New York.
Well, it's pretty much the same. Close enough.
Yeah. She was born in Brooklyn. Okay. Ooh, interesting. What kind of spiritual endeavor are you involved in?
Well, I am trying to get more in touch with it, but I can't say it's an endeavor at this point.
Well, I would make it one. Okay.
Okay.
It's interesting here because this is an interesting year for you. What you have is you have your Mars in your 12th house, and it's conjunct an asteroid called Ceres, okay? And the 12th house is your house of spirituality, your hidden house, okay? And this is all about this year being spiritually guided. You have an Aries rising with Chiron conjunct that rising, dead on. They're both 8 degrees, okay? So it is, this year's all about the I am presence. It's all about learning that spiritual connection and having that spiritual connection. You have your Sun in Gemini in your second, but you have that Venus retrograde in Gemini and Mercury in Gemini and your North Node in Gemini all in the third house. And what that means is that you have a direct connection to God, the universe, or whatever you want to call that higher power. And this whole year is being guided by that. It's not within your control. It's within the universe's control. Okay? You have a Cancer moon, so you're going to be a little bit more sensitive this year, and it is in your fourth house of your home. So you are going to be nesting a little bit more this year as a result of that. But emotionally, you're going to be more sensitive than usual. I'm going to tell you, wait. Every 2.5 days, your emotions will change. Feel that, okay? Because, again, that all has to do with your intuition and really being tuned in to the feeling of the circumstances instead of the physicalness of the circumstances. So trust the process in this transformation and change this year. I think this is really going to be an interesting year for you spiritually.
Hmm. Wonderful. Thank you.
Are you are you learning something new this year?
I can't say I don't know. Let me put it that way. I'm playing around with some hobbies that I really never had a chance to develop before, and one of them is drawing and just art in general.
Perfect, because the South Node is in your ninth house of higher education. So it's bringing back old interests from the past so that you can learn and grow from them. So I strongly suggest you take some classes, YouTube videos, whatever you want to do, however you want to grow and expand in things that you've had from the past that you've left behind. I think it'd be a great thing. So,
great.
What do you think after that?
Well, I never got her birth time because you have to remember I had a system crash. She's not on my system anymore. Since the 14th, I lost everybody from 2016 to now. So I need, what time?
3:30 p.m.
Thank you so much. Okay.
Sorry. I just got talking.
I appreciate your incredible insight. Don't get me wrong. I just wanted to take a look at things, too, on my end so to help her out, too.
Well,
you're from the Bronx. You're born in the Bronx. Is that right?
I was born in Brooklyn, but I'm living in the Bronx right now.
All right. So she was looking at your solar return, which I'm sure she's an expert. It was stellar, I'm sure. But I want to take a look at you just against this lunar eclipse that's coming up on the 5th with your chart where you live now. See what I can see by transits right now. Now, the ponderous planets move slowly, so they help you to develop a system, okay, or a game plan over a longer period of time. And, of course, the other planets are planets of event, so they trigger certain things. Now, of course, you're a Gemini sun. Now, Venus has been in Gemini. It's retrograde in Gemini. It doesn't go direct until the last couple of days of the month, okay? And then it's going to leave Gemini finally on the 8th of August. And it is moving through your ninth house of metaphysics and spirituality. So we see that in this chart, too, okay? And it's very interesting. And now, Venus retrograde, what it allows you to do a review of the things that you love and how you want to communicate with others. What do you want to share with others? Do you want to write it? Do you want to speak it? Do you want to put it into graphic art? What do you want to do with that? And also in the lunar eclipse, Mercury's planet communication is sitting right on your Venus. Now, your Venus is the high star in the heavens. Okay, it's at your crown chakra when you were born. It's your high aspiration point, okay? So Mercury on this eclipse is sitting right on your Venus in Cancer. So I so agree with Jacqueline about your security level, your home, what makes you feel that your inner child can be alive, that it's not about needing to do something more but embracing what is. in an amazing way. And Mars is going to be trining them at the same time in Pisces. So your creative stuff should be going through the roof this month. Okay? Just to let you know.
Wow.
Now, the South Node, the empty cup of the Zodiac, is at the analytic degree of Sag, sitting dead on your moon in Sag. You're on this Sagittarian Capricorn cusp with your moon. So because of that,
yes,
the South Node says, "What more? I want more travel. I want more adventure. I want more spirituality. I want to open up every door and window, and I can't get enough." And that hunger is sustained. Okay?
Yes.
Live with it. Go with it. Enjoy every minute of it. You're going to have inner journeys and outer journeys, as Jacqueline would say. I love this chart. I love this chart.
Wonderful. Thank you.
You're welcome. We have your back. You keep us posted, okay?
Yes, and again, thank you. That was a lot to digest, so I'm just going to go back and listen to it again later. Thank you.
Oh, absolutely. Well, we're so happy you called. God bless you. You have a sweet night.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Amazing stuff going on, huh, Jacqueline?
Yeah, that was an interesting year for her.
Yeah. It's going to be an interesting year for a lot of people, and next year is going to be even more amazing, but I won't talk about that right now. Let's take another caller. Otherwise,
how about we do that?
Okay.
Yes, just because we know what's coming up.
I know it. Area code 347, you're on the air.
Hi, thank you so much for taking my call. This is Tanika.
Hi.
Hi.
Lolita?
Oh, no, Tanika.
Oh, Tamika.
Tamika.
Hi.
How are you? It's been a while since we heard from you.
I know. I'm doing okay. I'm just wondering, like, what you guys see coming up, because I don't know. I feel like things are not going my way so far. I would really like to move, and I was trying to have a relationship. Well, not trying, but I was in a relationship, sort of, with someone named Frank. I don't know if you guys see us working out. And in my job, I don't know if it's the right job for me right now, because sometimes it seems like things are going good, and then other times I wonder if it's the right fit, you know? So I just feel like I have to move, and I just want things to finally fall into place. But this year seems weird so far.
You're 9378?
Yeah.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure.
And what time?
I was always told I was born, like, after 7 a.m. in the morning. Like, within an hour of 7
a.m. But you don't know
eight.
Exactly what time?
No, they never. My mom doesn't remember. She just knows it was, like, early morning.
And where were you born?
In Kingston, Jamaica.
Okay, great. Now, where do you live now?
In Suffolk County, Long Island.
Can you give me the name of a city?
Yes, Huntington.
Huntington?
Yes.
And the state again?
Long Island, New York.
Say again?
Long Island, New York.
Okay. All right, got it.
What are you doing for a living?
Right now I'm just working clerical at a medical practice in the cardiology department.
Are you thinking about doing something else?
I would love to. I would just love to just move and all together. Like, I don't really identify with much with the cardiology department.
And this is where why I'm saying this is because right now Venus retrograde just went into or is in your 10th house, okay? And it's in Gemini, okay? And it's all about deciding what you're going to shift and change as far as your career is concerned, okay? It is a time where it would make you feel more at home and more comfortable if you did. This full moon and eclipse are directly on your midhaven and your Neptune down on your fourth house, okay? So here again, it's all about that dream. What do you envision? What do you want to see your life do, okay? And it's all about that envisionment of, okay, what do I need to do this? And it is about rolling up those sleeves and really looking at the options and searching for the options and doing the research to find where you want to go. Because it is going to offer you both over the next few months to where you have an option to go one direction or another. And I think you really need to look at which direction you want to go and make the changes from there, because you have the ability to make the foundational shifts once you've made the choice. Okay, and I think over the next couple of months you'll have the choice, and I think that's what you should be looking at. What do you think, Aphrodite?
I so agree. Now you have both your sun and your moon, okay, in Virgo. And they're very close together when you were born. You were born actually the day after the new moon. And Neptune, a planet of dreams, illusion, imagination, faith, has not set on this star in Pisces for 165 years. And it's opposing your sun and your moon right now. So I agree with Jack on what, if you can envision it, you can create it. Okay? Now, are you a healer?
I think so.
You have so many planets in Virgo, it doesn't matter how you do it. But you can create a bridge between spirit and the body with people. You could be an amazing healer. It doesn't matter if you do it like physically, emotionally, psychologically. If you decide to market a product that you believe will bring people back to a healthful existence, there's so many ways you can do that. Now, on the lunar eclipse and the solar eclipse this month, Mars is going to be moving up to and opposing these planets. So I so agree with Jacqueline. Do the research. Go online and put in what you would really want to do. If you can take the skill level you already have and you could move it to a company that you believe in or an institution that you would want to be part of, start with how your spirit leads you and do the research, and those pages will come up. Those opportunities will manifest. You just have to focus on it. You have so much Virgo. When you focus on things, you gather together the information, and you're able to make the conclusion. Okay? So the difference between Gemini and Virgo, Gemini is Mercury in air. Virgo is Mercury in earth. Gemini's gather together all the information. The Virgo can gather together all the information, but they want to make a point. They want to have a direction. They want to have a final line. They want to have a solution. And you are so research-oriented, and that's probably why you're probably bored half to death, aren't you?
Yeah, very. So much.
Thank you. So that's why look for something greater. Don't abdicate what you have, of course. Appreciate that while you're there. But say, where do I need to go to the next level where I'm using my intellect, my intuition, and my ability to organize things? Okay? To help other people, because that's really what you want to do, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm glad that we were able to give you the kickstart, become your cheerleaders here tonight. Now you want to move, where did you want to move to?
I want to be someplace warm. I just want someplace to be, I just want my own space. I want to be able to pay and live and survive and not end up on the street, because I have that fear. I just want my own space where some warmth and flowers.
The lunar eclipse, the moon is in Sag, sitting right on your Neptune, which is about travel, neighborhood, lifestyle, and you setting yourself free. Okay? Now, you've always been a little scared about that, because when you invest in something, you want to hold on to it. Well, on this lunar eclipse, the moon is sitting right on your Neptune again. Find the place you want to go and set the strategy. We've got four planets retrograde now. We're going to have two more going retrograde within the next month. This is the time to create the strategy, not the time to make the move. But create the strategy now. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Find a place you can dream of and you say, I see myself being there. I see an airport nearby and I in a wide open space. It's warm. I can spend more time outdoors. You want all these things, right?
Yeah, I do.
Okay. So know that now is the time to do the research. So when you make the change, you'll feel very secure. Not like you're feeling right now, hesitant. You need to get the game plan in place. What do you think, Jacqueline?
I so agree with everything you said. I do agree.
Mm-hmm.
And one more footnote on that. She's talking about the work change and the home change. You know, think about when you're making that work change to another location as well. So when you're doing the research about what type of job you want or who you want to work for, because that's important. You have to believe in that cause.
Yes.
Look at
yes.
the location. Don't just keep you in that area that you're in now for this new position. Branch out to a warmer place, to a place that you resonate to, that you really want to go to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I've always
keep us posted on this because I think your potential is going to skyrocket this year.
Really?
Yeah, the job can actually be the catalyst to the move.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
You have to decide to take off the shackles, my dear. You're shackled by the past, what you think you're supposed to do, rather than following your heart to what you need, honey.
Yeah. I have fear about...
That's
like
why
not.
If you have the strategy, though, if you can create the strategy, which you can right now, so then you do it when you're really ready and everything is in place. You're afraid right now because you haven't worked out all the details. Once you get organized, you're unstoppable.
Right. Okay.
So keep us posted, okay?
Yep, I will.
And many blessings to you and your dreams.
Thank you very much.
God bless you. Oh, you have a sweet night, honey.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. You know, this whole Venus and Gemini thing, I swear every Virgo I know on the planet has called me.
Oh, yeah. Oh, this Venus retrograde has affected all those Virgonians. It just amazes me how it unstabilizes them. It really goes to show how Mercurian that actual Virgo energy is.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Ready for the next one?
Okay.
Area code 276, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Joshua Thompson. Hey, Alphabet. Hey, Jacqueline.
Joshua, one of my favorite people. How are you doing, honey?
I'm good. First time calling in. I'm glad I did.
It is. What's your birthday?
10/25/1990. I was born at 10:53 p.m. at Washington, D.C., I live in Roanoke, Virginia, currently.
He's a neighbor.
Yeah.
And a friend.
Yeah, I'm so glad I called that. How you been doing after that?
I've been doing okay. Going through a lot of changes, but most of them really good.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. I can relate to that.
Well, you started back up the tarot share. Last Thursday, and I'm going to do the astrology playscape thing. I think it's the 15th or 16th of June, that Monday. And I'm back a little bit hippie, too, by the way. Just so you know, if you want to come by and check in with me about something. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Doing your private readings at your office?
Yes. Yes, I'm doing that, and I have it set up that, you know, follows the protocols and everything. So everything's very safe. If you want to come by and see me there as well, we're fine.
Awesome. That'd be great.
Just want to keep everybody safe and good until we get through this
process. Yeah, I got to understand that. It's this new transition.
So what special question did you have for us tonight, Josh?
Okay, well, my big predicament today is I see a higher inner version of myself, and I see it every day, and every day it gets stronger. And my question is, like, unfortunately, my reality doesn't match yet who I would like to be, who the destiny that I have that I like to fulfill. I want to know what do I really need to do? Like, do I have to, like, what changes I need to do to get there? Like, what do I can't see that you ladies probably be able to see?
What are you doing for a living?
Currently, I'm unemployed. I collect SSI. I've been on SSI for about 4 years now, and it's not something I want to be on for the rest of my life. I like to go back to school, get a job, and earn my own money.
I think you should. Okay.
Yeah.
Really, because you're a purposeful individual. If you don't have a purpose, you wander around, and it leads to a strong depression. So you have this strong fight with this depression while you're on SSI. Any kind of disability really is a hard job for you to really maintain. What do you want to do when you grow up?
I have like a split path. Like sometimes I like to, you know, get rich and famous and be very wealthy, well known, and do something very important. And sometimes I like to, I think about living a subtle life, like maybe being like a personal trainer or something like that. So I'm cross between the two on one what to choose from, because I feel like if I go one route, if I apply myself my hardest, I can't turn back. And I'm a little bit afraid of that fear of not being able to turn back if I apply myself.
Right, you could do both. You could be famous for what you do. That's not a problem, okay? You have your Mars in your first house, and you have a Scorpio moon, so, you know.
Yeah.
Right. It's a very intense desire, but you've got the tenacity to make it happen, okay?
Okay.
I like the personal trainer part. I like, you're a great motivator to really have people be their better selves, okay? Whether it be through physical personal training or whether it be through that message of encouragement, okay?
Yeah.
You have a wonderful way of creative speaking and creative writing is what I'm trying to tell you, okay? And it's really all about that uplifting message, and it is all about getting into that business of that, whether it be a personal trainer physically as well as mentally. I think the two can work together, okay?
Yeah.
Because you help heal people in a very physical way. I like this a lot for you. I will say this also. I like you with stones, okay? So think about crystals and stones and things like this, of how to deal with them. I think you'll find a strong affection for them, and I think they'll help you out a great deal, especially when it comes to that on-again, off-again duality of depression and inspiration. I really think they can help you out with that. But this is all about that.
Go ahead.
This is all about you finding yourself and really being called to your true soul. That's what this whole thing is all about. This full moon is a trine to your natal Venus, okay? And it's all about you utilizing this transformation and change with the eclipses to really transform and change yourself, is what I'm trying to say. So really set that intent, because you've got Venus, that guardian angel, over you. So this full moon can really make that shift for you. What do you think, Aphrodite?
I totally agree. And, you know, Josh, you and I have known each other for a little bit now, and I have to tell you, every time I see you, you are brighter, my dear friend. Okay?
Thank you.
And I'm very happy, because I think I so agree with Jacqueline and everything she said, because you want to help other people, because you went through a dark time, and you pulled yourself out. You're motivated now. You're ready to rock and roll. So you're going to have people that are farther back on the path than you, that you can bring them to their truth. You can share your gladness in being better with those that need to get better and say, oh, it was tough for me too. This is what I did. Because you are just so personable. People just like you right away.
They absolutely do. I love that gift that I have about that. You know, I'm able to connect to almost anybody I talk to.
Say, for instance, you became a personal trainer, and then you decided to make videos to encourage other people. Because there was a time you didn't think it was possible to make a comeback, and then you made it, my dear friend. So you can share not only the experience, but also the integrity of what it takes, the highs and the lows. You can be their best friend. You can have soul brothers and sisters you never believed possible. And if you put that out in the media, you'll have people following you all over the planet. All over the planet. Yeah.
Yeah, I know it. That's the not turning back part I'm afraid of. Because I feel like if I do that, I'll find myself, it's going to get to the point where people are not going to want to leave me alone.
You're not wrong. You're not wrong thinking that way right now, because we have four planets retrograde and we have two more retrograde. When a planet's retrograde, the universe is trying to tell us that the energy is incubating, okay? And the retrograde energy says, oh, I tried that before, it didn't work out. I tried that before, it didn't work out. Don't buy into the past. Say, I am going to make this go, and then I'm going to look back and tweak it along the way, but I'm never going to stop walking the walk, talking the talk, and doing the deed. That's what it comes down to. You're going to be fine. You're going to be fine.
Okay. Thank you. I needed to hear that.
And I can't wait to see you again. I'm so happy that you contacted me. Like I said, I've just been trying to be careful and protect everybody, like all of us are trying to just be, you know, reasonable person in this pandemic, but thank you for calling in tonight. It was so good just to hear your voice.
Good to hear you too. Thank you after that. Thank you, Jacqueline.
Take care.
God bless you. Good night.
God bless you. Good night. Have a good one. Can't wait to hear from
you
ladies again.
All right. God bless. Wow. I mean, I have known this man for a few years, and I have to tell you, what it came from to where he is now, and his reaching out to future. And he knows, like, he's got all the pieces of the puzzle in his hand, and he just wants to put it together in an amazing way. And I can just see it happening. It's like, if I close my eyes and I'm talking to him, he's going to put this together. It's going to be okay.
He's got the tenacity to do it. I have faith in him.
Absolutely. Well, we got time probably for one more. You want to grab one?
Okay.
Let's see. Everybody's pretty new on here. Oh, this one. Area code 201, you're on the air.
Hi, Alphabet. Hi, Jacqueline. This is Jackie.
Hey, Jackie. How are you doing?
I'm okay. I was actually just listening. Did I press one? I'm not even sure. But I do have a question about work.
Okay. When is your birthday? Just make sure I have the right Jackie.
1/5/1965.
I can't hear you.
1/5/1965.
Got it. Got you right now. And where do you live now?
I'm in New Jersey.
Which city? Patterson?
Yeah.
Do you remember? It was good. Oh, interesting. What do you do for a living?
I'm a teacher.
I'm not surprised.
Yeah, but I'm ready to reinvent myself.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely, definitely.
What do you want to do for a living?
Well, I definitely want to be my own boss, I tell you that much. My parents were entrepreneurs, and I got that bug. I went to school for business as well. I'm toying with several things. I definitely want to one day do import export, and I'm looking into the possibility of doing apothecary.
I really love
herbs,
that for
like
you.
Oils.
I love that for you, and I want to tell you something else. Do you have a degree in either nutrition or apothecary? Have you looked into some of these things? Because you could be amazing. Say, for instance, you found a product. Now, you say you're an entrepreneur. But say, for instance, you got involved with a company who needs somebody that has something that was really great, organic, help people's immune
mm-hmm.
system. And you just try to get involved in it. Now, some people hate multi-level marketing. Other people flourish with it. But you want to help a lot of people, okay, at one time. You want to help as many people as you can at one time in this chart. Now, are you diabetic?
No, but I've been
Is
having like some
your
issues
family?
With my it yet.
Okay, so I really feel that people that are having difficulty with either hypoglycemia or diabetes are the people that you could help the most as a healer because of the way it shows up in your chart. You could also help people if you decided to go rather than something physical like that. If you wanted to be a counselor and help people that go through symptomatic depression, you have enough opposition to be able to balance the energy and not burn out in your chart. Okay? Now, you have a Capricorn sun, but it's the only damn planet you have in Capricorn. You have Mercury and Venus both in Sag. So I want you to do something that's going to bring you up and not bring you down, okay? So you want to be in something where you know that you're giving people the tools or the medicines or the advice to make them better. Because as you help them heal, you will heal you. And you've already seen that happen. Now, has there been somebody you've been already talking to that you go to when you need help? That has a profession you've been thinking of getting involved in?
Yeah, you guys.
Yeah, I see him. I see him in your chart, and I think this is a great input. This is going to be so great to exchange this information with this person because they are going to see in you what I see in you right now. What do you think, Jacqueline?
Oh, I agree. And there's a lot of things I agree with Aphrodite on and with this. You going into a consulting type business, and it could be international for all I care.
Yeah.
But to, you know, she talked about MLMs, and you could do very well in that particular arena as far as motivation. So a well-established product can make you go very far. And I think it is time for you to go into your own business. I think it is time for you to utilize your expertise in healing and helping others. Like Aphrodite was talking about, this is a consulting type business to where you may have a product along with it to help them out. But you're there to educate them. You're there to get them looking at what they need to do to be better. And this is what this is all about. And so your frustration level with the teaching and everything here is the right thing because you do need to start a business. You do need to start to move on into something that is your own that you can help others with.
Yes, I'm tired of working in systems and the bureaucracy, and I really do want to work with people who want to help, not, you know.
Right. See, you have to understand that both Jupiter and Saturn are moving into Aquarius at the end of the year. And you have Aquarius rising and your moon is there. So it's about doing it where you honor the individuality of the person you're working with and you give them new tools and new insights and some practical elements to get them started. And they are going to really appreciate the healer within you, honey. the healer within you.
Do you see me? Do you think January would be a good time? You know, as long as everything is open.
Now
to
is
go
the time to the research. There's so many plans to retrograde. Now is the time to the retrograde. Set up more than one business plan in your mind. And then look into the companies that you feel are a mirror of even what you envision spiritually. Because you have a lot of Pisces stuff in your first house. But unfortunately, in your birth chart, it's intercepted. So this is a research thing that you need to do alone. Other people can help you, guide you, share it with you. But you have to go with what really speaks to your soul on the deepest level, because once you attach yourself to that, your ability to prosper yourself and others is limitless. Limitless. Okay?
Okay.
So I'm saying go for it.
Well, I was really thinking of probably going taking some classes, but I guess officially going back to school in January, but not September. You know, just
I think it's good to go back to take classes
have my
in the future. But right now, look for somebody who has something that you think is really good for healing and good for people, and see if they want to hire you, even if you do business remotely with them. And so you're already getting set yourself up. Then you go back to school, you can increase your own personal credentials. But even if you sign up with a company where you are basically doing it, you know, as part of them, you're going to learn a lot. You're going to know more, and you love learning anyway. And they're going to do it for you for free because they want you to sell their product. If you find a great product, they're going to give you some of the education you need. You're going to become more articulate about talking about this with clients, with them, and yourself. And then when everything goes into Aquarius next year, you could probably start your own thing. But I think this is your learning curve. You are going to go back to school, even if you don't actually sign up for college to get a credential. Whoever you decide to go to work for, that you feel something helpful to anybody on the planet, if you sign up with them, you're going to do a great job. You're going to make good money. By the time you're ready to go to school, you'll be able to do both because you'll have worked out a better time element plan, because right now your time element plan is not good. Okay? So you have to find a better way. So there's a lot of plans to retrograde this summer. Take your time. Work your game. Don't think
that's an emergency. That's one of the reasons why I don't even want to try to work for my system this summer. I want to be able to focus on me and figure out what it is that I want to do.
Right? So take your time. Look what your options are. See what you're called to do. What do you think, Jacqueline?
I agree. Look at your options now. See what comes up. The universe may be presenting something to you, and be open to it.
Okay.
Okay,
well,
thank you so much for calling
and
stuff. We're already off the air, but keep in touch with us and let us know how you're doing, okay?
You know I will. I love you, lady.
Many blessings to you, and you have a very sweet night.
You too. Namaste.
Well, this has been the Illumination Station, and I'm Aphrodite North. You can reach me at 540-400-0110 or 540-613-1070. How about you, Jacqueline?
They can reach me at 772-286-2720.
Now, Jacqueline, have you thought about doing any kind of classes online while you're up in Ohio?
No, I have not. I haven't gotten that far into. I have many things I've been up to, so I haven't gotten into anything.
I know. I'm just happy you got up there safe, and God bless. And Jacqueline, I'll both be here next week to help you and share what's going on in the cosmos. And we love doing the show. And God bless you all. Have a sweet week.
Have a good week. Good night.